With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New developments in the Middle East.
The United States will send a terminal high-altitude area defense battery and troops to Israel, the Pentagon said, even as Iran warned Washington to keep American military forces out of Israel. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder said in a statement that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin authorized the deployment of the third battery, along with 95 U.S. troops to operate it at the direction of President Joe Biden. The announcement came after Iran's foreign minister warned against such a move. At a news conference in Baghdad, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that Iran does not seek war but are prepared for war as well as peace. His comments came as Tehran anticipates an Israeli strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says he has plans for Congress to boost the pay of Border Patrol agents if elected. Speaking in Arizona Sunday, the former president said the goal is hiring 10,000 agents, and if he wins the upcoming election, he'll ask Congress immediately to approve a 10% raise. The former president also said he would ask for a $10,000 retention and signing bonus. Mexico's top economic official suggesting that its country will actively take the U.S. side in looming trade battles with China.
Marcelo Ebrard says Mexico will use the situation to try to boost domestic content in its exports to the United States. He says it will be in Mexico's own interest to welcome nearshoring, which tends to move production from plants in Asia to Mexico. Mexico's domestic content in manufacturing exports is currently less than 20%. One way to solve that would be to get suppliers and parts producers to also move to Mexico.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion groups have outraised pro-lifers by an 8-to-1 margin in campaigns for ballot measures this year. But the advantage doesn't show in ad buys in Florida, which has the most expensive campaign of the 9 states where voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitutions. Campaigns that raise more money have an edge reaching voters with ads on TV, radio, and websites. This is SRN News. Former President Trump is saying no to another debate with Vice President Harris. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
Trump wrote on social media that there will be no rematch with Harris. He said at this point of the campaign, there is nothing to debate. However, the Harris campaign disagrees, calling Trump's refusal to participate in a CNN debate a disservice to the American people. Instead of hosting a debate on October 23rd, CNN will feature the vice president at a town hall in Pennsylvania. Trump also declined an appearance on 60 Minutes, opting instead to do more than 24 interviews with conservative media. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Harris is currently dropping in the polls. Social Security Administration says the cost of living adjustment for 2025 will be 2.5%. The increase works out to about $48 more per month on average. It's the smallest increase since 2021 due to increasing inflation. More details at SRNnews.com.